All right, good morning, everyone, and welcome to another step towards our Goliath. I am your host, Sean Lynch, and one day I'm going to be a millionaire and run 100 miles without stopping. I haven't achieved anything extraordinary like that in my life yet. Right now, I'm just an average 27-year-old guy, but I have a real desire to achieve these monstrous feats, and if you're here, I know you do too. This is a real-time journey where you get a real, raw, unfiltered view of my process and emotional roller coaster. Here you get to see what it truly takes to conquer a Goliath. Here you can hopefully find motivation and inspiration from someone who's in the journey right now, instead of listening to motivational episodes from someone who has already made it and forgotten important details, long periods of little to no progress, and small but essential days that shaped their journey. So follow along in my journey and begin one of your own. Let's become extraordinary. All right. Well, oh, just kidding. The door is closed. I thought the door was open and you might hear cats in the background, but nope. All right. What happened this week? Sunday, after the episode, Adrian and I relaxed. I did my physical therapy routine and we did our New Year's cheers. Monday, woke up, full breakfast, and enjoyed the day off. We went shopping, made homemade burgers and fries, and watched Lord of the Rings, prepped food for the day and for the week, did the physical therapy, stretched together, and went to bed. Tuesday, woke up, full breakfast, and went to work. I ate the healthy lunch, worked 9 1/4 hours, came home, and slept. Wednesday, there was a change of plans. I actually went to work this day and had Thursday off instead. I had a full breakfast, healthy lunch, worked 9.5 hours, and came home and slept. It was kind of hard to work that day because, well, it's hard to have a day off scheduled and then have to work instead. But we decided to have to give me Thursday off, so that was easier to motivate myself to work Wednesday. So Thursday, I woke up, full breakfast with Adri, and enjoyed the day off. I didn't trade. I saw a great setup, but I was just too scared to submit the order. Ugh, and it ended up working too. I ate 2 bowls of pasta throughout the day, and some sweets, watched a movie with Adri, and went to bed. I did not do physical therapy on Thursday. Friday, woke up, full breakfast with Adri, and had another unexpected day off. The tractor wasn't working, so my mom had me stay at home since they didn't know when it was going to be fixed, and she didn't want me to have to drive out if it wasn't fixed. So I did the physical therapy. I actually engaged in the market. Unfortunately, I lost $276. I hate reporting losses week in and week out with real money, but this loss was a step in the right direction. I followed all my rules, I managed to get fully into the spread, and I actually saw green for a little bit. I also got out when my support line broke, and it seemed like a good decision until 5 minutes later when the market bounced. Alas. After that, I saw another pattern that the market had acted on, so that costed 2 day trades, but all in all, not a huge loss. It felt like a normal trade that I have seen in simulation, though the loss was definitely... It was definitely bigger than I would like. So yeah. On Saturday, woke up, full breakfast with Adri, and another unexpected day off. The weather near my mom's house was projected to be lots of snow and ice, and so it looked dangerous for me to drive, and we didn't know how much work we would be able to get done that day. So Adri and I enjoyed the day, I did the physical therapy routine, and we went to bed. This morning, woke up, I have already eaten breakfast and done my physical therapy routine, so that's awesome. And now we are all caught up. Lessons learned. I don't think I actually learned any lessons this week. Just another trade. And for the trading rules. Rule number 1. No trades after 2:30 p.m. or before 10:30 a.m. Rule number 2. Always give a 10-point cushion behind the support or resistance price. Rule number 3. Use limit orders, not market orders. Rule number 4. Wait for the market price to move within 5 points of the support or resistance line. Rule number 6. Just kidding. Rule number 5. I can only trade on days that I can stay and watch the market from 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Rule number 6. Following a hard loss, take a week off to reset the mind. And rule number 7. I can only make one attempt per day. So for the current standings, for my financial goal, this week I traded once on Friday and lost $276. So now I am at 4,149 out of 6,000. So I'm down 851 total. For my athletic goal, I weighed myself this morning and I was down 1.8 pounds to 194.1. And I did my physical therapy 4 times this week, including Sunday, the last episode day. I did skip it on Thursday, but I'm definitely still counting this week as a win since I did it so many times. So, that is the current standings. The plan for the week. Today, after the episode, Adri and I are going to do a couple chores and enjoy the day off. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I'm going to eat healthy and shoot for 9.5 hours each day. Thursday is my day off, so I'm going to engage in the market in simulation, unfortunately, because the day trades reset on Friday, and then I'm going to eat healthy and do my physical therapy. Friday and Saturday, I'm going to shoot for 9.5 hours and eat healthy. So I'm going to work 5 days this week and be off on Thursday. Different weekly schedule because I don't have any day trades to use, and Adri's actually off on Thursday, so I'm going to have that day off instead. So, for the weekly thoughts. Well, this loss felt better than last week, for sure. It is a step in the right direction, but I'd be lying if I said it wasn't really frustrating. Only 5 minutes after I was fully out did the market change direction, and my trade would have ended up working. But the market did break below a support, so anything could have happened, and I'm glad that I stuck to my plan. And I didn't hold in hope, because if I did hold, and the market kept breaking down, I would have lost much more. I'm always going to have many days where I'm wrong, I just have to keep my losses smaller than my gains. The other frustrating part is the day trade reset time. It sucks so much. Sometimes, like this week, I have to take an entire week off from real money to wait for the trades to reset, and it feels like such an unnecessary delay. Such a stupid rule. I wish the trades simply reset every week. That way, I could always at least try on my first day off of the week. But it is what it is, and I'm going to have to acknowledge and just simply overcome this painful part of the path. On the bright side, though, I think my physical therapy routine is working. My knee already feels much improved. Strength and flexibility are key. I didn't truly register that until these past few weeks. I mean, I've always known strength and flexibility are good, but I didn't realize that it would have this much of an effect, especially once you start getting older, like out of your prime youth phase where your body feels indestructible and you start to feel the wear and tear. The change is actually noticeable, so I'm optimistic and looking forward to the running journey. Alrighty, y'all, that's it for this episode. We're still taking little smacks from this minion the Goliath sent to battle us. He hit us hard last week, but we were able to partially block his blow this time, and now it's our turn to strike back. We won't give up this fight, because we will always remember what the end of the journey will mean for us. We can make it there. All we have to do is not give up and keep taking one step at a time, one day at a time, towards our Goliath.